In mid-August, players from all over the world gathered in Pittsburgh for a world championship that you probably didn't even know existed. That's because this game is more likely to be found in a bar or an arcade rather than a stadium or an arena. Lauren Ober has the story.
It's unlikely that anyone would mistake Bowen Karen's hobby for a sport, but it does have a few whiffs of athleticism. It requires agility, quickness, and coordination. Plus, there are balls and an elaborate point system. Karen is a pinball player, but not just any pinball player. He's last year's world champ. And he was in Pittsburgh recently to defend his title at the 2014 Professional and Amateur Pinball Association's World Championship. The tournament is in its 17th cycle and draws hundreds of players from around the U.S. and a few from countries like the Netherlands and Sweden, where apparently pinball is big. The top players like Karen compete for a $10,000 first-place purse. Nothing to sniff at for an arcade game where normally the only prize is being able to input your initials when you land a high score.
It is the chance to be a pro athlete for one weekend a year.
Papa 17, as this year's championships are called, is held in a massive 30,000-square-foot warehouse filled with pinball machines. Nearly 500, according to the tournament director, Mark Steinman, who took a break from his play-by-play TV reporting to chat.
Right now we're sitting next to the A-Bank, which is the main division. This is a tournament with 24 qualifiers, all playing 8 different pinball machines set up at a very high difficulty. And the winner of this tournament will be declared the world pinball champion.
Some of the 8 finals games testing the pros include Metallica, Alien Star, and the classic Addams Family, which I am told is the most successful pinball game in history. The setup for the pro competitors is impressive. Each of the 8 games has a camera mounted overhead that projects to a giant flat screen mounted nearby so spectators can see the play field. Some of the machines have extra cameras trained on the players' faces and the game's scoreboard. The question I'm wondering as I watch is, when did pinball get so big?
If you look at pinball history, it goes through a cycle of booms and busts. It's been around a long time. There's been a lot of heydays for the games. Back in the 50s, it was real big. In the 70s, it got huge. Then the 80s, it crashed a little. And then in the mid to late 90s, it got enormous. In the early aughts, it crashed a bit because one of the manufacturers went out of business. And now, competition pinball and some of the new designers out there are bringing it back.
But before you can understand competition pinball, you have to know a little something about the basic game. Every pinball player at Papa 17 will tell you that it is a game of risk and reward. Though to the neophyte, it just looks like a lot of flippers mashing and small balls pinging around. But it's more than that, says Kaylee George, an elite player from Seattle.
The whole game's about risk management, of risk and reward, of different shots, how much it puts the ball at risk, what the value of the shot is. Then when you get to the finals, you really have to go all in on the risk factor for the reward max out.
Then there are the machines themselves, and there are many of those. 8 Ball Deluxe, Medieval Magic, Doctor Who, the list goes on.
So a fun pinball fact, each machine is designed by an individual, and that individual has a particular style and a particular cadence to the layout of the machine.
That's Paul Sundew, a really enthusiastic pinball player from Brooklyn.
So just like movies have an auteur, and one particular individual is responsible for the voice and the style, individual games are that way too.
Sundew and his friend Anna Walk, one of the few women competing here, decide I need to play pinball before I do any more reporting on it. So they picked a game the three of us could play, Attack from Mars. To watch them, you get the idea that pinball is more than just wailing on flippers and hoping for the best. These two have some style.
Oh, that was weak. That was a terrible multi-ball.
I didn't want to say anything, but guys, we have 2 billion points.
When we finish playing Attack from Mars, the elite finals are well underway between a pair of 30-something brothers, a teenage phenom from Illinois, and Kaylee George. Bowen Karen, the defending world champ from Salem, Massachusetts, didn't make it to the end. Karen says competition is stiffer than ever.
The quality of play in pinball has really grown in the last 5 years because of the leagues, the growth of tournaments, and the availability of learning videos online for players to learn skills in specific games.
In the end, George takes the day and leaves Pittsburgh $10,000 richer.
It's amazing. I wasn't sure if I'd ever be able to do it. This is my fourth time making the Final Four at this event. And there's so many good players, you only get so many shots.
And this was his. For Only a Game, I'm Lauren Ober.